WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinard. Last weekend's death of a pedestrian and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized were discussed at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Camp says any attempts to improve traffic safety will have to have participation from Texas A&M officials.
They've got the biggest audience they can capture from the students, but we can work with them to try to get that message out.
A representative of A&M student government told the council legislation's been filed endorsing a reduced speed limit on University and Northgate and extending a barrier in the middle of the street. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the first full meeting for two new members of the Bryan City Council. Items on the council's workshop agenda includes the results of a study to meet requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. City engineer Paul Casper is in charge of the city complying with the ADA.
I was doing some statistics. We had about 90% of the buildings still to go. And some of those that we looked at were really high public use buildings, sure. The library, City Hall, BTU.
Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the city budgeted $350,000 for ADA projects this year. That's compared with an estimated need of at least $80 million. The red kettles are out and bells are ringing. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle campaign this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says local volunteers are still needed.
We just got started, but we're having a hard time with even getting workers. We got some good volunteers now, but we have a lot of open spots. So the more folks want to come out, we just ask for a two-hour minimum shift. Come out and help the cause and help out their neighbors in need here in the community.
Walker says they've had to pay 80% of their bell ringers last year, which is money that could have gone back to people in need. If you're interested in volunteering, contact the Salvation Army at 361-0618. Drunk driving arrests last weekend by College Station police included a Bryan woman accused of causing a three-vehicle wreck Saturday night on Texas near Walton. According to the arrest report, 53-year-old Mary McGee has had five prior DWI convictions. The driver of one of the other vehicles, who was 8 months pregnant, was one of two people taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Saturday during the midnight hour, a College Station man is accused of drunk driving when his SUV struck five parked vehicles then left the scene. Police found the suspect's vehicle in the area of Harvey Mitchell and Southwood Drive. 31-year-old Derek Weber was found in his apartment, taken to the hospital for treatment of a gash to the head, then arrested for DWI and striking three unattended SUVs, a truck, and a car. A Brazos County District Court jury was deadlocked whether a Bryan man sexually assaulted a former girlfriend more than 5 years ago. The district attorney's office has not decided whether they will retry Nieves Perez Lucio, who was 21 at the time of his arrest in May 2011. The woman was among those testifying at last week's trial. Local law enforcement is again reminding vehicle owners to keep valuables out of sight. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's after forced entry was made into three vehicles and guns were taken.
The difference in those vehicles, there's some very subtle stickers and things like that that would suggest that they do own a firearm, and at times they can be targeted because of those subtle support stickers and things of gun rights and gun clubs, things like that.
You're also reminded to hide small things like power cords, which Brock says is a cue for thieves that there may be valuables inside. A special musical tribute will be played today from 11 to 1:30 on the entire Bryan Broadcasting family of stations in memory of John Hardin Hicks II. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's almost 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness heads our way today, and the sunshine will gradually give way to cloudy skies. Highs today, 65 to 70 degrees. It's cloudy overnight. Lows will be close to 60. More clouds tomorrow, breezy, with a high of 70 to 75. Cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Clouds on Thanksgiving, breezy with a chance of a few showers. Highs Thursday, close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a rocky road in the Bayou. Things are heating up for Les Miles, the Mad Hatter.
We'll have they're not. He's gone. I think he's gone. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the story's not nearly as interesting now because you know what's going to happen.
Well, we're going to talk Aggies. Did they announce it? Did they announce it?
No.
No. All right.
This is all behind the scenes. Sources.
Yeah.
Quote, in Louisiana, we have the expectation of national championships, and we're not getting them.
Well, excuse me. You let that guy leave. His name was Nick Saban, and you let him go to Tuscaloosa. That's not anybody else's fault.
Yeah, your defensive coordinator's up here now.
Yeah, that's
it. Let me see. There's these two teams that have played 222 times, and they're going to play again tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. Would be the Longhorns and Aggies at the Battle for Atlantis. We'll have all that plus a highlight of Monday Night Football and more in sports at 6:50.
Well, if you win Atlantis, do they at least bring it up to the surface for you, or do you have to go down there and get it?
Yeah, they're going to have to put it in the natatorium, I'm guessing.
Because you think about that, if you find something that's been underwater for a long time, you really can't bring it up, you know, in the air.
It falls apart.
Yeah,
we'll just keep it in the natatorium. It should be fine.
Okay, here we go. Telling a stripper she needs to lose weight.
I'm sorry, a what?
That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said we called them.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. Poor baby. And now he's telling you you're fat.
Go.
Oh! Anyway, it's not the tip she's looking for. We'll put it that way.
Oh.
23-year-old Kyle Yeomans told police he was at the... How do they get the names of these places? The Derriere's Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah!
I'm not making it up.
We got to get a T-shirt from that place.
Really? In Myrtle Beach. Yeah, well, of course, once again... Myrtle Beach does rank in the top seven cities where you probably don't want to be raised. Anyway, when he was attacked by a dancer, he said the woman was, quote, annoying him, and she kept trying to talk to him, and he's tired of it. He told police that he was drunk at the time. Yeah, no kidding. And he couldn't stop himself from telling the young lady that she should go to the gym and lose some weight. The dancer.
Thank you.
Allegedly reached off stage and hit him four times in the face. He was thrown out, and then he reported the incident. I'm sorry. He reported the incident the next day. Do they have that phone call someplace?
Well, I want to hear that phone call, and you know there's tape on this.
Well, they don't have a picture of the dancer.
Okay.
They do have a picture of the gentleman.
Of Kyle.
Right. Yes.
Kyle, yeah, yeah.
23 years old.
Yeah.
He sort of looks like the kind of guy who might go to a club and call one of the dancers fat.
Really? Just said she needed to go to the gym.
To the Derriere Club?
I'm surprised he had that much couth.
Well, I guess he wasn't booked. Was he booked? What kind of a photo? Is it a booking photo?
No, it's just him sitting on a couch. I guess they found him on social media. He's got a mohawk. Oh, and a tattoo on his rib cage. Wonderful.
Well, there you are then. How'd that go?
At least he works out. Info. He's not a hypocrite.
All right, it wasn't a pot kettle thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, okay. Just get you to the train, the plane, the bus. You're going to find.
Maybe he dances at one of the other clubs across the street, and it was just a professional courtesy.
Could be it. That could be
it. I bet that's it.
Yeah. So she professionally punched him in the face
four times.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Copy Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
There goes 616. It'll be a long time before we have a show starter to top that one. That just pretty much wrote itself.
The tattoo on his ribs, by the way, reads family.
Oh. All right, it's November the 24th. It's Tuesday. It is day 328. We got 37 of them. It's D.B. Cooper Day. That's pretty cool. Whatever happened to him?
Yeah,
you know, we just don't know. And that's, I guess they made movies about it too, didn't they?
Yeah. There's a pretty good run of those that you can find on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel on how it happened.
1971 up in Washington State. It's also celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. You may learn something about someone that you didn't know if they decide to celebrate.
Or want
you.
To.
Yeah. It's Sardines Day.
Ugh.
Oh, it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, if you're using them for...
not in close quarters, how's that?
Dressing, yeah. That's okay. It.
All right. And what is Brownie Locks Day? Do we even know what that
means?
As
opposed to Goldilocks?
I guess. I don't know. Oh, we may have to look that up. Okay, in the meantime, we've got birthdays.
Peyton Meyer, 17, from Girl Meets World. It's Luke, the kid Lucas. Sarah Hayland is 25, from Modern Family. Katherine Heigl is 37, from Grey's Anatomy. Colin, son of Tom Hanks, is 38 years old. He's been in a couple movies, and he's on Fargo, I think. Stephen Merchant is 41 years old. He's the guy that wrote The Office with Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah, he made money, too.
But didn't want to be in it. And then when they started the thing extras, he's like, oh, no, I want to be in this one. Garrett Dillon Hunt is 51 years old, from Raising Hope. Chris Hayes is 58. He's the guitar player for Huey Lewis in the News. Dennis Crosby is 58. Denise Crosby is 58. Bing's daughter and Tasha Yar on Star Trek.
Ah, okay.
Which I didn't know that it was Bing's daughter.
There you are, nor did I.
Dwight Schultz, 68 years old. Murdoch from the A-Team. Billy Connolly is 73, from the voice of Brave.
Uh-huh.
And Boondock Saints. Mm-hmm. He's Scottish.
Yes, he is.
Pete Best, 74 years old. He's the guy that said, yeah, I don't think this Beatles thing's going to work out.
He's actually fired, but he's bitter. You know he's bitter.
I would be.
Yeah? Yeah.
He did get inducted into the All You Need Is Liverpool Music Hall of Fame, however.
Oh, wow. Which is like an off-room to a pub that's over there.
Yeah, I'm quite certain.
Yeah.
And the big O, Oscar Robertson, 77 years old today.
Hey, there you go. All right, it's Brownie Locks Day. It says that blondes have more fun, but brunettes are more fun. So they tell you ways to celebrate it. We may do that later on.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hillary wants to show she's cracking down on Arab nations that fund terrorism. During a campaign speech, Hillary said the Saudis and Qataris and others need to stop their citizens from directly funding extremist organizations, as well as schools and mosques that have set too many young people on a path to radicalization. Wow, that was really, really tough. The only problem is, according to the Washington Free Beacon, Qatar and its affiliates have donated $5.8 million to the Clinton Foundation, and Saudi Arabia up to $50 million. Now that Hillary has recognized that these countries are sponsors of terror, maybe she should send the money back. Just a thought, and really criticize the practices of mistreating women. Let's start there.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've got my own veterinary practice, but getting started wasn't easy, especially when it came to finding new customers. Then I heard about Leads by Web.com. They find new customers for small businesses like mine. I called them, and they explained how they would find people in my area who were searching for vets online and get them to call. I just told them how many leads I wanted, and they got them for me.
Leads by Web.com gets you listed in the places customers are searching online and gets them to call you. And now, getting started is easy. Just call 855-882-0931, and one of our local business consultants will start with a free custom evaluation of your business's online marketing.
Thanks to Leads by Web.com, I'm getting lots of calls from new customers. Business is really barking. I mean, booming.
Call 855-882-0931 for your free custom evaluation today. That's 855-882-0931.
Nonprofit founded to combat obesity says the $1.5 million it received from Coca-Cola had no influence on its work. But emails obtained by the Associated Press show the world's largest beverage maker was instrumental in shaping the group. Coca-Cola helped pick the group's leaders, edited its mission statement, and suggested articles and videos for its website. Xerox has struggled for years with shrinking sales of printers and copiers. Now the 109-year-old company has a new challenge. Activist investor Carl Icahn has taken a big stake and is trying to shake things up. Icahn says the company is undervalued and he may seek board seats. Security company Palo Alto Networks says quarterly revenue and earnings exceeded its expectations. The company, which provides hardware, software, and services aimed at securing networks, says it had robust customer acquisitions and a 61% increase in billings. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. And that's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. When you hear this song, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
My guess is it's a jukebox, because that's ingrained in your memory if you ever saw Happy Days. Well, 126 years ago today, in 1899, the jukebox made its debut. At the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco. Things you may not have known about that first jukebox. It only had one song, and they changed it every couple days.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Two guys named Louis Glass and William Arnold invented the jukebox. And it's still not clear exactly where the term jukebox came from, but more than likely places were called juke joints or a juke house, which is a slang term for a bar that has live music. In the beginning, it wasn't known as a jukebox. It was originally called a nickel-in-the-slot machine. People didn't start calling it juke until the late 30s. And the first jukeboxes didn't even have amplifiers, so only a few people could listen at once. Didn't really get popular until the 20s. And sadly, it's hard to admit this one, but the jukebox is actually older than radio. As I said before, 1889 is when it all started for the juke. The first radio broadcast was in 1895. So in that same vein, why don't you boogie on over, to David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. By the way, they are the sponsors of the commentary. Where if you're looking for a little extra money, maybe for Christmas, you can sell off some of your older jewelry that you don't wear anymore, or maybe it's something that you're not with that person anymore. You can certainly find something perfect for someone if you're looking for a little early Christmas shopping. And if you've got somebody in your life that is extraordinarily hard to buy for, go in and take a look, because there is a little something for everybody, from Louis Vuitton to antique coins. And there's really no better way to say it than just some really cool stuff. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com online, or you can see them in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Aries, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Good morning, 627 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Sunny skies today. High will be about 70. Tonight will be down around 60. Then tomorrow it's 74. On Turkey Day, 76. Cools down a little bit as we head into the weekend, though. As far as the chances of rain are concerned, about 20% on Wednesday night. It's 30% on Thanksgiving during the day. Thanksgiving night, 40%. Then a 60% chance of rain on Friday night, and Saturday as that continues. And Saturday night will also have that 60% chance of rain. Still a 50% on Sunday. So, again, that'll end up being, five out of six weekends? The last six weekends we've had rain. We'll see how that all plays out. Right now, winds are out of the east at 3, 74% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 47.
You probably thought it was pointless to have to learn all that math in school. Well, there's another side to the argument. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code radio at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We are all about comfort.
Probably every school kid wonders the importance of all the math they're taught. Math they'll never use again. But there's another side to the story.
I don't know of anything that trains you to think more logically than learning mathematics.
Mathematician Arthur Benjamin, author of the book The Magic of Math.
The thing is that math teaches you and trains you how to think logically, carefully, critically, and even creatively.
Arthur believes math can be magical. So pick a number between 20 and 50.
Whatever number you're thinking of, add the digits together. So if you thought of 42, then 4 plus 2 is 6. Now take that total and subtract it from your original number. So now you should be thinking of a two-digit number that even you didn't know you'd be thinking about. And I want you to add the digits of that number together. And if my magic powers are working right now, you should be thinking of the number 9.
Pi is a fascinating number. If you take the circumference of any circle and divide it by the diameter of that circle, you get pi.
A little bit over 3, 3.14159, etc. It's a number that mathematicians have studied for thousands of years. But also, it's just a kind of a mysterious number. It's an irrational number, which means its decimals never repeat. At some point, your birthday will show up in the digits of pi.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, approaching 6:31. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The College Station City Council is interested in improving traffic safety following recent deaths of two pedestrians and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized last weekend.
Carl Mooney's call for a future workshop discussion received no opposition at last night's council meeting.
Trying to find a way to develop a program that would encourage students to be, and I say students, but it's others as well, to be more aware of the environment they're in as they're dealing with our streets.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Camp says it's already been discussed by staff, and the subject also needs to include Texas A&M officials.
It is kind of a different environment when you're on campus. It's kind of, I guess through the years what I've seen, you're kind of in a mindset where the pedestrians have the right-of-way on campus, mm-hmm. and then they don't distinguish that once you step off campus. And so we have seen some of those issues.
A&M Student Government Vice President for Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says two senators have filed legislation calling for additional protection along University in Northgate.
I've talked to both these groups of senators who wrote the legislation. They know that the TxDOT, that is a state road. They know that this is a long process. They know that this is not something that will be fixed easily. But we are working very hard to engage the university and make sure that administration is willing to work with us before we bring something to you.
One bill would extend a barrier in the middle of university, and the other calls for lowering the speed limit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan has budgeted $350,000 this year for projects related to disability access. City engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the need is at least $80 million.
Give you an idea, $4.5 million just for this first phase is what we identified as issues that need to go get fixed.
This afternoon, the Bryan City Council will receive recommendations from a consultant study to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We'll have some examples of what's not right, what is right. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit education of what to look for, some simple things that I don't think of going through this process, is like making sure the flush valve on a toilet's on the right side. If it's not, or on the correct side,
correct.
Depends
right.
on where your ADA access right. is, it's not accessible. And so simple things like that, yeah. we may not think about, make a big difference.
The consultant's report is available on the city's website as well as online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man arrested 5.5 years ago for sexually assaulting a former girlfriend was on trial last week. The Brazos County District Court jury deliberated about 5 hours before telling the judge they were deadlocked. The accused, 26-year-old Nieves Perez Lucio, had been out on bond since shortly after his arrest in May 2011. Those who testified during the trial included the woman. The district attorney's office is reviewing whether Perez will be retried. A Bryan woman with 5 prior DWI convictions is in jail, accused of driving drunk and causing a 3-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday night on Texas near Walton. Police report 2 people in other vehicles were taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant. According to the arrest report, an SUV driven by 53-year-old Mary McGee rear-ended a car with enough force the trunk was crumpled to almost where the back seat should have been. According to the arrest report, over the past 25 years, McGee has had 3 prior DWI convictions in Texas and 2 in Florida. College Station police report 5 parked vehicles were hit Saturday during the midnight hour near Harvey Mitchell and Southwood. According to the arrest report, officers who found the suspect's car nearby were approached by a woman who said her boyfriend admitted to the hit and runs while driving under the influence. 31-year-old Derek Weber was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gash to the head. Then he was arrested for DWI and striking an unattended car, a truck, and 3 SUVs. 3 recent vehicle burglaries in College Station where forced entry was made and firearms were taken have led to reminders to reduce your chances of being a victim. Lieutenant Steve Brock says if you're going to be out of your vehicle for any length of time, get the guns and any other valuables out of plain sight.
Sometimes our hands are tied and we end up stopping and don't have that luxury of being able to remove a weapon a firearm, handgun, or long rifle out of the vehicle. But if they're out running errands and those things, we would just hope that they would lock it in the trunk. If that's not available, it certainly needs to be hidden and locked in the vehicle. And make sure that they remove all signs that there might be a firearm in there.
Brock also suggests hiding or taking out of the vehicle firearm accessories like ammo boxes and even earplugs. U.S. Army officials say four people have died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood. The Fort Hood Public Affairs Office says a UH-60 helicopter aircraft carrying four crew members crashed yesterday. Officials say the crew was assigned to Division West, 1st Army, and were on a routine training mission at the time of the crash. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says they're still looking for volunteer bell ringers because some are paid.
Last year we had to pay about 80% of our folks to ring the bell. And that money that we could go to help those in need here in the community, we were paying in salary. So anytime that we can get volunteers in there, then we can take that and put it right back in the community.
Walker says volunteer shifts are a minimum of 2 hours long between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you're interested, contact the Salvation Army at 361-0618. A special musical tribute will be played today from 11 to 1:30 on the entire Bryan Broadcasting family of stations in memory of John Hardin Hicks II. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 after Fox News or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought at 6:38. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourselves. That's Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Increasing cloudiness for today, and the sunshine will gradually fade. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. Looks like we're in for cloudy weather for tonight. Lows will drop down to about 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, breezy, highs will be 70 to 75. Few showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Thanksgiving Day Thursday, cloudy and breezy with a few showers possible, highs around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't want to go there. That would be I would be not doing my job.
Mad Hatter Les Miles talking about his possible buyout. Maybe as early as today. We'll have all of that and more coming out of LSU and Baton Rouge, specifically about A&M football. A lot of winners over the week for A&M athletics, with women's volleyball and basketball both getting SEC honors, men's football having to share an honor while tying a record. I still haven't figured that one out. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
There we go. I mean, we can talk politics and all that kind of stuff, but there's, there's really more important news this morning. That was that a Russian a Russian jet was shot down.
There's no coordination right now between the U.S. coalition, 65 nations, and the Russians, and it's getting extremely messy over northern Syria, raising the question that many critics of the administration's current policy have said that they need a no-fly zone over northern Syria. That inevitably will be raised again in light of this incident.
As Jennifer Griffin, a Russian fighter has been shot down by Turkey near the Syrian border. So that's probably not too good. See how that works out. Did you hear they found a bomb vest in Paris?
Yes.
It's thought the vest was discovered close to the spot where a cell phone was also found, which belonged to one of the suspects in the deadly gun and bomb attacks in Paris 11 days ago. This is Salah Abdeslam, who's the subject of an international manhunt. Most of the other attackers killed themselves. A link between the vest and the phone hasn't been confirmed, although it is thought to contain the same type of explosives as those used in the attacks. Experts pointing to two possibilities. Either the vest was defective, or Abdeslam aborted his suicide mission.
Up.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
He chickened out?
Or it didn't work.
Yeah. How about he chickened out? That could happen, too.
Sure.
Any army has cowards in it. Just saying.
Just not generally the, air quotes, leader.
Yeah.
That turns into the weenie.
Sources say French President Francois Hollande will give President Obama a stern message during their meeting that is scheduled for today. Whoever thought the French would be giving an American president a stern warning? French diplomatic official has told CBS News that Hollande will tell Mr. Obama that the imminent threat from ISIS is an emergency that requires urgent action. Yeah, the diplomat added, "We cannot wait. The core interests of the Europeans, your best allies, are at stake. Both leaders will meet, and then they apparently will have some sort of a news conference afterwards." Again, a French president telling a United States president, "Hey, you need to buck up a little bit here and get going."
What does that say about what has happened to the USA?
Where are we? Well, and again, as we discussed yesterday, Leon Panetta had said over the weekend on Meet the Press, quote, "I think the U.S. has to lead in this effort because what we've learned a long time ago is that if the United States does not lead, nobody else will. Look at the airstrikes. They're great, you know. We're hitting some targets. But airstrikes alone are not going to win here." How about Chuck Hagel? This guy was the defense secretary for Obama, saying on CNN, quote, "What are our priorities here? We need to more clearly define the political strategy that should lead the military strategy."
They don't have a strategy.
Well, again, These ain't crazy conservatives here, all right? This is Leon Panetta and Chuck Hagel saying this. And now the president of France is going to tell our president, okay, I know you want to call them the JV. I know you want to make it seem like they don't know what they're doing, but they really do. So we'll see. This may be a preview to how the general election campaign will go. A new video posted online yesterday by Donald Trump's campaign shows Hillary Clinton laughing over flaming images of the Benghazi attack. A text at the start of the video reads, "Hillary has been having a laugh at our expense for years." Then it's followed immediately with a series of video clips of the former Secretary of State chuckling. The laughing is heard while news clips fly across the screen highlighting several controversies. The last clip of her laughing during last month's testimony before the Benghazi committee, overlaid with burning images, and then the audio is, "Don't let the joke be on us." So there we are. October, good month for fundraising for Republicans. $8.7 million compared to $4.5 for the Dems. So that's almost twice as much. And the Republicans have significant cash on hand as well. Former staffer from Trey Gowdy's committee on Benghazi is suing for wrongful termination. He claims that he was unlawfully fired by the committee after claiming the GOP-led committee is inappropriately focusing on Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And they may well be. I don't know. We don't know about that.
No, we don't.
Stuff. David Cameron announced that he's boosting Britain's military budget by 12 billion pounds. That's $18 billion. So, yeah, what are we to make of all this stuff? And what should we do?
Like my dad used to say, buck up.
Yeah.
The United States needs to become America again.
Yes, I think that's probably right. And again, for people who are on the inside, they understand this. The bombing is interesting. That's great if you want to run some jets through there, but that doesn't take care of it.
The soft peddling of whatever background information that we've got on terrorism scares me to death. They're going to the president going, no, we're winning.
Yeah, right.
And he's turning around and going, you better tell me we're winning.
Well, it's very interesting. I don't know if you saw what they decided to talk about yesterday is the White House was trying to shift the whole Syrian refugee debate. Because what they want to say is that congressional Republicans, they're challenging them to pass laws preventing suspected terrorists from purchasing firearms. And so Josh Earnest's quote was, I think it's pretty clear indication that Republicans in Congress are more interested in playing politics and more scared of the NRA than they are about doing the right thing for our national security. Isn't it interesting? They feel like they must make fun of and belittle people. Because he did that before with the refugee question last week when he said, oh, they seem to be really... First they talked about Putin, and then he said, well, they seem to be scared now of women and orphans. Not good.
So he's more likely to dress down the opposition party than the opposition enemy.
Yes, exactly. He wants to do that. He wants to play politics, make this a domestic game, when in fact this is an international crisis.
Well then let's go there. If they're going to come over here and be American citizens, and that because that's what they're saying they want to do right down
right.
the road,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then do you just say, I'm sorry, you're Syrian, you can't have a gun?
Yeah.
If you're going to do background checks, which you can't do with a lot of these people they're saying, then how do you just arbitrarily say, okay, Syrians can't have guns?
And that's what they're saying. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're trying to make that the tipping point,
right.
the crux of the
which is
the
just
argument. Of course it's stupid.
Asinine.
Now, Fox is mentioning this. New York Times did the research. We'll see if this story grows legs, and that is that the intelligence on ISIS is being tainted by politics.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That and I don't. I'm not going to say that the Obama administration wanted it to be soft-pedaled, but you know, like anything else, any person in a high position has filtered information, and maybe they want that information presented in a more positive light. And that's fine for a while, but if you're talking about our national security, the safety of our citizenry, then trying to spin that is not a wise thing to do. And so, again, I don't know that that grows legs. Fox seems to be the one who's pushing the story, driving the story right now, but we'll see. They seem to have found a couple of emails that say, kind of toe the line a little bit. And
actually, I think that may be a quote.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's so we'll see. And one more day of closures in Belgium. Again, Brussels, Belgium is Washington, D.C. on steroids. They are the capital of the world in many ways. And they are, again, locked down today.
And they're saying I had just heard a blurb on this. The reason it's closed down is because somewhere in Belgium, they had realized 30 hazmat suits were missing.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
so
wow.
they're thinking that a lot of this is bioterrorism.
The next thing may be bioterrorism on it. Okay. We'll see. All right, 649.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers.
producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Tree root seemed to baffle Texas gardeners. We're faced with foundation issues year after year, yet we know that the trees need those big roots to survive. Adding to the dilemma, the roots are so big they stick up out of the soil, crowding out lawn grass and tripping us as we walk. What do we do? Trees need those roots. What can we do? I'll be back with details. The root of the issue right after this message. Are you looking for the perfect gift? I might have it for you. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my newest book. Not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening from 25 years ago. That's the one you'll find in stores. That's the one you'll find on Amazon. This book is so much better. 840 new photographs, 344 pages, completely different format. It even has a chapter telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your garden. Three of us did the entire book. It is self-published and was printed in Texas. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be getting a signed copy, personalized if you wish. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y, neilsperry.com. Lucky for you, if you're going to do anything to help your trees and to help yourself with tree roots, fall is the ideal time to make the necessary adjustments. We've just finished another hot, dry summer. They all are here in Texas. Our trees are losing their leaves for several months' dormancy. This is the time to take any required actions. Let's examine your choices. First and best choice, if you're able to do so, would be to leave the roots alone. Most of us are accustomed to seeing surface roots of large trees, so our eyes glance across them without having a second thought about them. So don't feel that you absolutely must camouflage the roots. Whatever you do, do not pile soil up and over a tree's roots. Not only would that risk driving the air out of the root zone, possibly harming the tree in the process, but it also would be only a temporary fix for the issue. The roots would continue to grow larger until they expanded up and out of that new mound of ground. Eventually, you'd end up with a virtual hill beneath the tree, and you'd still have the roots showing. If the roots are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or even your house's foundation, you can take action to stop it. Cut the offending roots at the point somewhere between the trunk and the concrete, preferably as far away from the trunk as possible. Next, dig a trench 16 or 18 inches deep. Beware of utility lines while you're doing that. Lay a root barrier in place to keep the roots from growing back under the concrete. It can be a heavy vinyl pond liner from a water garden supplier, or could even be corrugated fiberglass laid on its side. You just need some type of seamless, rust-proof material that will encase the root system and protect the concrete in the process. Again, this is a great time to put in a root barrier. Taking a different approach, let's assume you have a tree whose root system and shade are so extensive that grass is refusing to grow within the tree's drip line. Start by removing all possible lower limbs so that perhaps St. Augustine, our most shade-tolerant grass, can survive. If you've tried that and failed, and if you prefer not to use St. Augustine, consider planting a ground cover beneath the tree. You could do that this fall, or you can make plans to do so next spring. You want to locate and flag all major roots as you're working to make sure that you don't do major permanent damage to your trees. I'm Neil Sperry. Frequently asked questions of the fall will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Heading into this weekend's matchup with A&M, there may be a little bumpy road ahead in the Bayou, according to ESPN's Joe Shad. There is, quote, a very good possibility that LSU will buy out Les Miles' contract, according to a high-ranking source involved in the decision regarding the coach's future. The Mad Hatter responded,
I don't want to go there. That would be a, I would be not doing my job as the head coach at LSU, one that I've enjoyed doing, and a group of young men that I enjoy representing.
The source went on to say, quote, in Louisiana, we expect national championships, and we're not in it, adding, the meeting happening yesterday could lead to a quick resolution. We'll, of course, keep you posted. It's the Aggies and Tigers this Saturday, kickoff at 6:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. After meeting 222 previous times, all but one inside the state of Texas, the Aggies and Longhorns will renew their longstanding rivalry on the hardwood tomorrow at 6 in Paradise Island, Bahamas, during the opening round of the Battle for Atlantis. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the trip and the Horns.
We're excited to be making this trip and playing a really good tournament. I think it's the best preseason tournament in college basketball this year when you look at the teams that are there. Obviously, we play a really good Texas team, a tournament team from last year that'll be well coached and got a lot of seniors. So we're going to have to step up our play.
The banner matchup is just one of the opening day highlights of the tournament, which has become one of the marquee events of the early college basketball season. And this year it features Charlotte, Connecticut, Gonzaga, Michigan, Syracuse, the Aggies, Horns, and Washington. Texas A&M women's basketball senior guard Courtney Walker has been named ESPNW's National Player of the Week after averaging 20.5 points and 9.5 rebounds against number 14 Duke and TCU this past week. Aggie senior place kicker Taylor Bartlett has earned Southeastern Conference Co-Special Teams Player of the Week honors after matching the conference record with 6 field goals in the Aggies' road win over Vandy. Not to be outdone, Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been named SEC Player of the Week for the third time this season and also collected the league's Defensive Player of the Week award for the fourth time. In addition, Stephanie Ipley has been named SEC Center of the Week for the league for the fifth time as well, sharing the honor with Alabama's Sierra Wilson. On out of the NFL, where the New England Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills last night 20-13 to join Carolina as the only unbeaten team at 10-0.
Patriots in a hurry up. Brady under center gives it to White, runs it right with a Bill defender in the backfield. White barreling his way to the goal line, reaching across. Touchdown, Patriots!
James White grabbed a 20-yard touchdown pass from Brady and later put the Pats ahead to stay with that 6-yard touchdown run. Brady threw for 277 yards and one interception. The NFL is investigating whether the correct concussion protocol was followed for the Rams and former U of H quarterback Case Keenum in Sunday's loss at Baltimore. The back of Keenum's head slammed against the ground. His hands immediately went towards his head and he struggled to get up, appearing staggered. But he stayed in the game and was later sacked, causing a fumble that led to a decisive Ravens field goal. In college hoops, Kentucky is the new number one team in the weekly Associated Press college basketball poll, moving up a spot after North Carolina was stunned by Northern Iowa Saturday. Maryland claimed the second spot. Michigan State climbed 10 spots to third ahead of Iowa State and Kansas. In the NBA,
pass intercepted by Parker. Parker leads a 2-on-2 with Kawhi Leonard all the way in. Slam dunk Kawhi Leonard from Tony Parker.
Kawhi Leonard had 24 points and 13 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held off the Phoenix Suns, 98-84. And finally, number 14 California ran over Sam Houston State last night, 89-63. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if you could get the very best food from all around the country with the guaranteed lowest prices? Oh, and what if it's all shipped directly to your door absolutely free? Well, rejoice, food lovers. DirectEats.com is here. DirectEats gives every consumer the freedom to find the best food at the best prices based on their diet, taste, or needs. That's because at DirectEats.com, the whole country is your supermarket. There's no membership fee, so give it a try. Just go to DirectEats.com and place your order today. DirectEats.com is the largest online natural and organic superstore. From locally made barbecue sauces to an array of nut-free, paleo, gluten-free, or anything and everything in between, the options go on and on. At DirectEats, they have over 20,000 food products at the guaranteed lowest prices, and they ship them absolutely free to your door. There's no membership fee, so why not get started on your next food adventure? Stop by DirectEats.com today. That's DirectEats.com.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Shall we do some weather? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Nice today. Nearly ideal, about 70 degrees. 74 tomorrow. Then we have a chance of rain sneaking into the forecast. Turkey Day, 30% chance of rain with a high of 76. Then bigger numbers, 40% on Thursday night, then 60% on Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night.